Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're streaming live on KCNR1460.com and hop in our chat room the same way. Christina's here. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
Do we have a national day?
Yes, today is National Spouse Day.
National what?
Spouse Day. You're in Ireland's national day when you're married. How it's called? Spouses?
National what?
I'm not sure how to spell it. I'm sorry. But it's National Couple Day.
Oh, Couples Day.
Yeah, but when you're married, how it's called?
Oh, couple. Okay, I got it. That's my fault. I don't have my ears turned up enough here. Okay, National Couples Day. And speaking of Linda, she's on her way to Sacramento. She's on her way to visit her parents, and then she's on her way down to Palm Springs and then to Hemet for a wedding. Or not a wedding, but a funeral of one of her best friend's mothers. So they're all getting together down there, a number of the gold diggers. They were all, you know, they're all best buddies, like a bunch of sisters. So they're heading over there to support their friend. 7:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and I'm here with Katrina.
Good morning.
Katrina's got a puppy here. Kind of a large puppy.
Yeah, a puppy of sorts.
And her name is Storm.
Yes, very fitting for this weather that we're having lately.
She's shy.
She is shy. She's about 3 years old. She's a pit mix, and she's a black and white pitty, so unfortunately she is very overlooked. She's been at our shelter, I want to say, about 5 months. And she definitely is a little shy at first. I know, like, in new environment, she kind of doesn't know what to think, and she just kind of wants to sniff around and kind of, you know, get her bearings, so to speak. But she's definitely super loving once she knows you and is very comfortable and opens up. When she doesn't know you, she's more of just kind of quiet and just kind of sits there and doesn't really know what to think. But she's a very playful dog when she's comfortable. I know we played a lot of ball this morning. She loves chasing the ball, and she loves bringing it to you. And she's just very loving, and she's very smart, too.
Yeah, she just came over to me and sniffed my hand. And, she's getting over her shyness. She just, when she's first introduced, she just needs to get to know you a little bit.
Exactly.
I just saw something, it was on Facebook. I don't get on Facebook a lot. And, you know, I'll get on it once a day but it said about when you bring a dog home, how long it takes before they're kind of assimilated into your family, and it's weeks.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you actually touched on that. It's very true, and I think that's an important thing to remember, especially when you're, you know, rescuing a dog. How, you know, on our end, we know we're helping them, that we're getting them out of a bad situation and getting them somewhere better. But the dog, they don't know what's going on, and they don't know you. And it does take them a long time to adjust to being in a new home with new people, with new rules, you know. And a lot of times, they don't know the rules, and it just takes them a little time to, you know what's going on and to trust
you. Settle into the routines, you know.
Yeah.
You know, people leaving at a certain time. There may be some what's the word I'm looking for? You know, a lot of movement and noise because people get ready for school and all that, and kids.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think that's definitely a good thing to remember.
I don't know if Frank in the other room is talking to somebody. I'm not sure who. Yes. And but she's quiet and she's sitting next to you now. So she's, you know, she's feeling relaxed. Good. So what else is going on down there?
We have a ton of dogs. I know I always say this, we have a lot of dogs, but we truly have a lot of dogs. We have a lot of various ages. We keep having a lot of puppies right now, which is kind of interesting. Wow. You know, we typically see more puppies in, like, the warmer seasons, so that's kind of unusual, but we've just been seeing so many puppies of all different breeds. So we do have a lot of dogs right now at the shelter looking for homes. And, of course, we are doing some specials for adoption fees.
Uh-huh.
Like, right now, all of our senior dogs, that's anyone six and over, has no adoption fee.
Okay.
Which is super special. And something I should mention about Storm is she actually does not have an adoption fee. Her adoption fee has been sponsored by someone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we actually have a lot of dogs who, you know, do have sponsored adoption fees, which means someone paid for their, you know, for their adoption fee. So
all you have to do is come in there and find the dog that you want that's already been spayed or neutered and been chipped and healthy and had their shots and all that.
Yeah, exactly.
Had their dental work done if they needed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so you're getting a brand new dog all ready to rock. All ready to rock.
That's right, all put together and ready to go.
Makeup on, the whole thing. That's right, a new little suit of clothes.
Right, her going out dress.
Going out dress and all that. Yeah. Well, good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, Stormy. She's just a little shy, but and then she came over. You know, so she sits down and says, okay, everything's okay in here. I like him. So.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't take her too long. I know we say it takes some time to warm up, you know. It's not going to take her, like, days and days to, like, come up to you. It's more of, like, she needs to be in a room with you for probably, like, 30 minutes, and then she's going to be a lot more comfortable, and you'll get to see a lot more of her personality for sure.
You're cheating. You're rubbing her head.
So. I know. She's my girl today.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah. You know, we just want to help with your animals and find them homes. And, you know, people are adopting. I see the photos, you know, on your site and all that. But more. We need more.
Oh, we can always use more.
We always use more. Absolutely. Okay. All right. The weather today, since I neglected to give it at the beginning. Today, there's a 40% chance of showers. It's kind of now. Mainly before 10 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 55 today. And tonight, a 50% chance of showers with a low around 47. Saturday, showers likely with a high near 60 and a low near 51. Sunday, though, mostly sunny. Monday, partly sunny. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and a chance of showers Tuesday night. And Wednesday, showers, and Thursday, showers. So, we're just going to be doing this every week. Showers, chance of showers, sun, chance of showers. It's the winter. It's January in Reading.
About January in Reading, is it not coming warm as February already in Reading? Because last year was my first winter. It was snowing.
Who knows? Maybe it'll happen again. Who knows what the weather holds for us? I did see a weather map that showed for winter and spring a lot more precipitation in our area. So hopefully that's good. The Shasta Dam has gone up 6 feet from all the rain.
That's good to know.
Oh, that's really good news. That's really good news. Okay, 7:13 in the morning here on the 26th of January, 2024, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Kevin Cry's cronies are at it again. Disgruntled East Coast multimillionaire Reverge Anselmo has dumped another $250,000 into Shasta County to buy Cry, bringing Anselmo's total spending toward $2 million. Do you want to live in Anselmo County? This is not local control. Save Shasta County. Take back local control. Vote yes to recall Kevin Cry on March 5th. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Start your year off with a winning streak. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 new year, new winnings. Swipe to win draw. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes. Don't miss your chance to win up to $200 free slot play every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for final drawings on January 25th and February 29th for a chance to win up to $2,000 cash. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back. We're back. Yes, we are. We're back. Hey, 7:17 in the morning here on the 26th of January at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. They have 13 residents going through training, with another 10 being lined up, 10 or 12 being lined up for this coming year to start. It's going to be a continuous three-year program there, which brings doctors into our area, lots of doctors. As soon as they get here, they're going to love it so much they're never going to want to leave. But it's going on right there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional. It looks like Lake Shasta is getting full. I mentioned that. But they're saying it's close to the point where officials will start increasing releases from the dam. Shasta Dam received more than 13 inches of rain in January so far, and nearly 10 of that has come in the last week, said Don Bader, area manager of the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation. The water level in the lake has shot up 12 feet in just over a week. I read 6, so it must have been 6 feet ago, bringing the state's largest reservoir to just under 10 feet from where officials will start increasing flows. And it's because of the curve has an operations curve for Shasta, and it requires us to provide enough space in the reservoir through the winter months because of the threat of numerous storms still to come. Yeah. expected the amount of water flowing is high, and is expected to stay high the next week, and they're projecting they're going to reach the threshold to release water within about a week. Okay. But don't expect the higher releases to cause flooding and force the closure of areas like Park Marina Drive. They're keeping it under control. Yeah. They could said they could, we could probably go up to 10,000 cubic feet per minute, and nobody will even notice. We have to go up to 30,000 cubic feet to start seeing Park Marina get involved. Okay, well, let's hope that doesn't happen. As of Tuesday, Lake Shasta was 119% of historical average and 76% full and only 40 feet from the top. Lake is 40 feet higher than it was a year ago at this time. So all of this is great news. That word goes out. People start, people are already reserving their boats on their Holiday Harbor. So if it's something you want to do, you may want to think about that. What are the things we have here going on? The 83rd annual. The only reason I'm mentioning this is because I'm going tonight. Red Bluff Bull and Geldings sale is going on. It's reviving tradition, and it's really a boon to the economy there. They're selling horses tonight, and I'm going with a buddy of mine. Not to buy a horse, but just to see if I can get him, if I can poke him enough where he would buy a horse. But then again, he cheated on me and bought another horse the other day. So tonight they're going to be doing the horses. They had also the working dog sales. So if you've ever seen those, they're really quite interesting. Anyway, all that started at the Don Smith Memorial Pavilion. It really does bring in a lot of money because a lot of people come from all over to see this. They stay in their hotels there. They eat there. The whole thing. So, okay. The ring, you're familiar with the ring camera, right? It comes up and it lets you know who's out at the front of your house. Well, the other thing it does is it helps police. And they can come, they have a part of the app on it is that, it's called request for assistance. And a request for assistance tool is police could do that. And allowed police to contact users via the company's neighbors app looking for video footage captured by the Ring doorbells. Because if something's happening along outside, these cameras would be recording it. And then the police use this to help identify people or, maybe get some background on things that are happening. Well, Amazon will no longer provide police with video captured by the Ring doorbell system. Public safety agencies like fire and police departments can still use the Neighbors app to share helpful safety tips, updates, and community events, but cannot use it for video to request and receive video in the app. Law enforcement will still be able to seize and view footage from Ring products if they obtain a warrant, however. The thing is the police here will reach out to people in neighborhoods and say, you may have captured a crime on your doorbell camera. Do you mind if we look at it? And, they reach out that way. People don't have to agree to it. So, I find that interesting. It's simply the Ring doesn't give unfettered access to customer data or video, as we have repeatedly made clear to our customers. And there lies the problem. They think it's the police can come in and take the video and do these things. The law authorizes companies like Ring to provide information to government entities if the company believes an emergency involving danger to people, danger or death or serious physical injury to any person, such as kidnapping and attempted murder, requires disclosure without delay. So, And they said they had provided footage to law enforcement 11 times to that point in a year in response to emergency requests for information. So it's just, you just can't go in there kind of like searching, I imagine, is what they're saying. Ah. Well, I tell you what, the border has heated up. We discussed this for a while last night on Man Up, but you now have 25 states joining Texas and standing in solidarity with Texas amid Biden border invasion. Alabama, you know what, you can imagine, but it's Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Iowa, Louisiana, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Tennessee, South Dakota, Utah, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming are all taking a stand against Joe Biden, who wants to make, you know, who doesn't want to do anything to keep people from going across the border. 25 states now back them. And Biden has tried continuously to blame Congress for the border disaster, but some 10 million illegal immigrants have crossed the U.S. border under his watch. And he's trying to stop Texas from securing his border. Texas is saying you're not living up to your constitutional promises to defend our border. The governor's support for Abbott comes after the Supreme Court said that Biden's people can cut the razor wire installed by Texas to keep the flood of immigrants out, illegals out. Many of the individuals have cited Biden as their reason for believing this is the right time to cross. It's under his administration. Well, it's such a mess down there. And now, see, what we talked about last night is you got Texas standing up for itself. And it's not just the governors of these states are just giving written support or, you know, oh, they're on X Twitter saying we support the governor. No, they're sending stuff. They're sending supplies. Some of the adjoining states are sending law enforcement. The Texas National Guard is on the border arresting people as they come across. This thing is, it's exploding. At the same time, Abbott has sent the 100,000th illegal coming across the border to another state, like Denver or a city like Denver or Chicago or New York or other places. He's got to start sending them to Hollywood. That's my favorite place. You got to send like 20,000 to Hollywood and see what happens there. Anyway, got to take a break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle set Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Near Talk Radio with Carl and DeBott. Linda's on her way to SAC down there, heading off, going to end up down in Southern California for a friend's mother's wedding. So we won't see her till next week sometime. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial, a business she started building back in 1993, a very successful business, two branches, insurance and financial management. If you're looking for that second opinion on your retirement plan or 401k, or you're having problems getting insurance with all the insurance companies pulling out of California, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. Give her a call, 530-221-0441. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. And I am here with a first-time guest. It is first time, isn't it?
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, you know, thanks for reaching out, Jessica Chu.
Yes.
Okay. And you've got an event coming up in Red Bluff that just piqued my interest.
That's wonderful.
So what are you doing down there?
So on February 4th, 2024, we are going to celebrate the Lunar New Year, Year of the Dragon. And in July 4th, 1908, in Red Bluff, the whole Northern California came down to watch a dragon parade. And so in alignment with the 1908 history.
So this is 1908.
Yeah, 116 years ago.
You waited 116 years for another. You know, this must have been really a blowout party because they're still recovering from that. Or what happened? How come we didn't do it again?
It's pretty hard to get the dragon. After,
oh, okay.
After 1908, that dragon's name is Mulong, and it went on a national tour. But Mulong still exists in Marysville. So if you come to our event on February 4th and you have a good time, you can actually see Mulong on March 9th in Marysville.
Okay, so this is going to be on February 4th in Red Bluff.
Yes, there's a new street. It's called Historic Chinatown Alley. And the dragon will return for New Year, and it will parade down the original Chinatown in Red Bluff from Red Bluff's Gold Rush period.
Well, let's talk about Red Bluff Chinatown. I know Weaverville has, you know, they have the Joss House and things like this. But Red Bluff, I didn't know, had a Chinatown. I guess most towns around here, though, had a section where the Chinese lived.
Yes, that's true. It's a segregated neighborhood called Chinatown, and Red Bluff was the last steamboat stop. As a result of that, a Chinatown was created full of merchants.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was two blocks, had almost 2,000 people at its peak in the 1880s. And the only two buildings that are still in the Chinatown is the birthplace of my grandfather, which is where we will start the parade, and my grandfather's restaurant, which was called the Ming Terrace. And Ming Terrace has deep roots with Lim's Cafe.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Ron Lim has a show on our station.
Yeah.
On Tuesday nights.
So Ron Lim's grandfather is the one that sold us our restaurant when the last building in Chinatown was demolished. And so my family took over their old restaurant. And then the Lim's family, they're the descendants of a person named Yee Kim Sing. And Yee Kim Sing operated Chinese-American restaurants from Los Molinos throughout Tehama County and then all the way to Shasta County. It's pretty remarkable.
I want you to write part of this down and send it to me. You owe me now. So I can quiz Ron. nobody could figure out where the original Lim's was in Redding.
Oh.
And, you know, they couldn't figure it out. And, you know, everybody knew because it's been there so long. And they got, you know, they got the second one. But they never could get the first one. He finally had to tell me. Okay, so tell me about you.
Yeah, I am the granddaughter of Helen and Joe Chu. Joe Chu lived to almost 100 years old, and I am his only grandchild. So I took the time to sit down with him and talk about his life story. And I realized that my grandpa's life had a lot to do with California history. I didn't realize that our family went back to 1865 and that our family had experienced the Chinese Exclusion Act. And I didn't understand the magnitude of what Chinatown meant, which is a segregated neighborhood. I also didn't understand that we were buried in a segregated section, which is where I will be buried someday.
A long time from now.
Yeah, still, I hope so.
You're still a kid. Okay. Oh, really? Okay. So, I mean, you see things like in San Francisco, Chinatown, and the Chinese community ran the whole portion of San Francisco, from what I understood, from what I've read. But the Exclusion Act, what was that?
Yes. Yeah, so in 1882, Congress passed the Chinese Exclusion Act. And that created a lot of limitations on the Chinese community with their immigration, their ability to become naturalized citizens, and that affected the community for over 60 years. And, you know, when I look at a timeline of that, my family was still here during 1882. So my great-grandfather traveled before the Exclusion
Act. He was already
been
here. Did you ever find out why he traveled here?
Yes, he actually traveled as a Methodist missionary. And when he came here, he came to Pasadena, and he worked at the Methodist Missionary Church.
So China sent a Methodist missionary to the United States to do a mission then?
Yeah. What the missionaries offered was they offered education, and they taught the Chinese community English.
Mm-hmm.
And that benefited the community. And my great-grandfather, he practiced Christianity all through his life.
Wow.
Yeah, and so my family has a long history with the church here.
Well, it was also he didn't come over here to work on some of the things like a lot of Chinese came and worked on the railroads and mining industry and all that. So he came over as a man of God.
Yes, that's right. And then he also worked as a cook, which is how we got into the restaurant business. But the family operated traditional Chinese medicine. And that provided medicine for those people getting injured on some of those labor-intensive jobs.
Now, that could be a whole show. I'm sorry Linda's not here because she, you know, her ears would be bing when you talk about traditional Chinese healing arts. So how did he get from Pasadena? Was that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
How did he get from Pasadena to Red Bluff?
Red Bluff was booming.
Okay.
Like I said, it was the last steamboat stop. It also was a major intersection for the railroad after that was commissioned. And it was a central place of business, but also accessible by multiple modes of transportation until I-5 was constructed.
Yeah, and roads, railroads, and the river.
Yep, railroads, river. It's like an airport terminal if you think about it in modern times.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be. It's a crossroads for all of us coming through. And so he came to Red Bluff and started his business? Or?
We had family here that came in 1865, and they were running the traditional Chinese medicine. And Red Bluff became the headquarters over time as more family had come over and started operating other medicine practices throughout the United States.
Was the medicine practices strictly for the Chinese?
No.
I was just wondering. I mean, is this something that the other inhabitants of Red Bluff would come in for that, too?
Yeah, actually, in doing our genealogy research, we've discovered that the majority of the customers were Caucasian. Mm-hmm. Our medicine was a little bit on the premium side, so a lot of the customers were Caucasian. The family goes to New York, Boston, San Francisco, L.A., so they had a big expansion of that business, with Red Bluff being the headquarters.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty
now,
neat.
Now, when we talk about... And I'm going to keep asking you questions because I love this. When you're talking about traditional Chinese medicine. What are we talking about there?
Yeah, so some of the things we're going to be giving out during the parade, it'll include a candy called Haw Flakes. Haw Flakes is from the Hawthorne fruit.
Is it in that little bag you gave
it
me?
It is in the little baggie you brought you, and we'll be selling those at the New Year parade. But that can regulate your blood pressure. And then in addition to that, there's also chrysanthemum tea. And chrysanthemum tea was used like aspirin during that period of time. So that's also another medicinal method. And these are just examples from our daily life. So there's lots of things like ginger, which helps alleviate when you have inflammation.
Upset stomachs, too.
Yep.
Some people take ginger before they go out on boats if you get seasick. It helps settle your stomach.
Yeah, it sure does.
I'm just fascinated by this. Are there traditional Chinese healing practices still going on in Red Bluff?
Oh, that's such a good question. So the last traditional Chinese medicine herb practice from a generational family from the Gold Rush is my family, and that is the birthplace of my grandfather. So when you do come out, where we are staging the event to start and end, that is the last building for traditional Chinese medicine.
So it's still there.
It's still there.
Well, I'm coming over. I know Linda will be. No, I've you know what? Before, in regular medical schools back in the early 1900s, they were teaching holistic methods of healing people. And then we got into the pharmaceuticals after that, and that kind of like went away. But the, people relied on this type of medicine.
Yeah.
That you got from natural sources.
And the MD programs are now recognizing Eastern medicine. So it is something that's recognized now. During that period of time that my family operated that building, though, they were arrested for practicing traditional Chinese medicine. But nowadays, you know, it's looked on a lot more favorably.
Oh, so, it's because they felt like they were in competition with the Caucasians? Or it was just they didn't believe that it was working?
It could be a little bit of both.
Yeah.
You know.
But your family's been there so long. I mean, you were kind of like plank holders in Red Bluff. I mean, when I say plank holder, somebody's there when it first starts. So, or in the early days, I would believe. So.
Yes. And another snippet about history is that our family's multiple herb shops used to do these banquet halls with the community. And that building where we're celebrating Chinese New Year, the basement was used for a banquet with the who's who's of the town attending that event. And when my great-grandfather decided to bring my great-grandmother over to America in 1916, she got detained at Angel Island, and it was those who's who that went to our banquets that signed a petition for our immigration, and then my grandfather was born.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, so the city did value your, you obviously valued your family.
Yes, the community of Red Bluff was very supportive. There's a number of reasons, but a lot of it had to do with the integration of the Chinese community as merchants with other non-Chinese merchants over time.
Okay. This is fascinating to me, Jessica. Okay, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the one voted number one by the North, in the North State. And you can tell why just by if you go in there. Locally owned, locally operated, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding with its own watch repairman. Super people down there, Rebecca and Henry. A lot of integrity down at Four Winds Jewelry, plus a just a wonderful selection of jewelry, very fair prices. These are really good people. They did our wedding rings, and we keep going back there and keep finding great stuff. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Jessica Chu and the soon-to-be the Dragon Parade in Red Bluff.
Rivers, let the damned water feed. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, so let the liquid spirit free. The people are thirsty because the man's on that hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind, when the water hits the banks of that hard, dry land.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, public works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Laugh until your sides ache as the hilarious comedian Ginger Billy takes the stage at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, February 9th. With over 11 million followers on YouTube, Ginger Billy has taken the internet by storm with his side-splitting humor and down-to-earth charm. Don't miss this hysterical night of comedy. His relatable humor will have you rolling in the aisles. Tickets for this night of laughter start at just $35 plus fees. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I'm having just a fascinating interview here with Jessica Chu. And she is from Red Bluff, or was from Red Bluff. You still live there, right? Or
yes, I was born there and I moved back.
And moved back, okay. And the Chinese history, or the history of the Chinese people in Red Bluff goes back to the 1880s, maybe sooner, maybe before that.
Yeah,
1860.
We've marked Chinese New Year at 1850s.
1850 in Red Bluff. Wow. And Red Bluff, at one point, in case you didn't know this, was like the centerpiece. It had the steamboats coming up the river. It had the roads coming through there. It had the railroads. So it was a pretty important town. And the Chinese community had a couple blocks for themselves, where it was a Chinatown, and they had herbal health clinics or treatments, or the Far Eastern health practices, and restaurants and other businesses in there and integrated. And the Chu family was played a big part of this. And yeah, and when they were taking down buildings, you still got an original building that that the family has or had. Is
yes.
The one still standing there?
We have two. We have two. A restaurant and then my grandfather's birthplace.
Okay. Now, you're getting ready to have this event on February 4th, 2024. It's the Lunar New Year Festival.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
We call it Lunar New Year. It's more commonly referred to as Chinese New Year. But Lunar New Year represents the change of the calendar year based on the lunar calendar. And it's more inclusive because most Asian cultures celebrate Lunar New Year on the same day.
Okay. And this is going to be an extravaganza. And it's going to be free.
Yes. So the original five families who settled in Red Bluff's historic Chinatown, we are all returning to host this Lunar New Year in honor of Year of the Dragon, which is considered the luckiest year in the Chinese zodiac. And the same family that commissioned the dragon in 1908, the great-great-grandchildren are recommissioning the dragon to continue that legacy. So we're all coming together.
Okay. So, and the performance is by the San Francisco?
Yes. I had to twist your arm a little bit, but they'll be here.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right. Lung White? Or
close. Leung White.
Leung White. Dragon and Lion Dance.
Yes.
That of San Francisco is going to be up here.
Yes.
Okay, so tell us what it's going to look like.
Okay, so the first dragon in 1908 was 400 feet long. This one's not quite that big, but it does require 30 people to hold the dragon up, and the dragon will sway from left to right, and it'll chase the Pearl of Wisdom. And we are going to have the dragon parade the same footsteps that it would have paraded in Red Bluff's historic Chinatown. So it'll circle the original Chinatown.
And the last one was July 4th, 1908.
Yeah, can you imagine that? 4th of July parade?
Wow. Okay, now, I think people have probably seen videos or movies of this, and this is a very active dragon. I mean, a lot of movement and all this. And it's chasing the Pearl of Wisdom.
Yes, it's chasing the Pearl of Wisdom.
I wish I could find that. Okay, it starts at noon?
It's okay. So at noon is when the food truck vendors will be there. Okay. But the dragon will start at 2 p.m., and that's when the parade starts. There'll be a big preview at 1 p.m. where the dragon's doing a practice session with the volunteers.
Okay.
And then at 3 p.m., the dragon performers will switch to a lion dance. The lion dance will go down the alleyway and bless the existing businesses with prosperity and good fortune for the year. And that one is very interactive. You can feed the lions a red envelope, which we call Lysi, and the lions will dance and entertain you with kung fu.
Now, those are the lions.
Yes.
That's not the dragon.
Yes.
That's two separate things there.
Yes.
Okay. And so at 2 o'clock, it says the parade starts. And with blessing the citizens of Red Bluff.
Yes.
That's cool. And then at 4 p.m.
At 4 p.m., we will have cultural performances, and it will kick off with a Reading favorite, which is Jeannie Lim from Lim's Cafe. She's going to be performing a very advanced style of Tai Chi with her friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we will have other cultural performances representing the Asian heritage at large in Northern California.
Okay. The lion feeding, where does that start?
The lion feeding will start in the historic Chinatown Alley. It'll go business to business. So that is something folks should definitely make sure that they see.
You've got this down as around 4 p.m.
Yes. That's 4 p.m. is when it's going to end. After the dragon parades, there's going to be the lion feeding in the alleyway.
Okay.
And then the cultural performances will start.
Okay. Great. So if you get there at about 12, you get to get fed, you get to walk around, take a look at everything, and then you just start watching history unfold in front of you.
Yes.
This is fantastic. And like we said, there's a special exhibition featuring the Chu family at Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, because that was the original Chu family restaurant.
That's right. Sold by the Lim family.
Sold by the Lim family. Okay. Gosh. You've also invited the Hmong community in?
Yes. We invited the Asian community at large in North State.
Asian community.
Yeah, right. Because there is an element of a new generation that's emerging. And, we are the descendants from the Gold Rush history. And now you've got a new creation of generation here, too.
This is great.
Thank you.
I hope this is a huge success. It's something that it hasn't been around for 116 years. You may want to, see it this weekend, and then, unless you're planning on being around the next 116 years, or they may have it more. This isn't going to be like a yearly thing.
Dragons are very rare, so it's definitely a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
There you go.
Like I said, I haven't met anybody that saw the first one yet.
No, I think you probably wouldn't. This is great. Okay, and it's free?
It's free for everyone.
So all you really have to do is show up around 12 o'clock, and where at?
Okay, so you show up at 12 o'clock. If you Google Map or Apple Maps, Historic Chinatown Alley should pop up on your phone.
Okay.
But if not, it's adjacent to Main Street between Hickory and Pine Street. And
there'll be signs marking Chinatown.
Yes, there are official street signs already installed, so you should be able to see them. There should be some pole banners, and the roads are closed, so you'll definitely know when you get there.
That'll help you. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in here and sharing with us the history of your family. The fact that you were raised in Red Bluff and you left. And what did you do when you left? Go to school?
Yeah, I did. I went to the University of San Francisco. Our nonprofit is actually formed by, three alumni there. We strongly believe in the Jesuit mission and values.
Mm-hmm.
It's embodied in us. And then I also went to grad school at Boston University and NYU.
Mm-hmm.
I was at NYU when COVID broke out, so I came back to Red Bluff,
mm-hmm.
and I spent time with my grandfather. So in many ways, I'm kind of grateful because I did get that time with him, and I learned about my heritage and our history. And I'm able to do things like this and preserve our town's legacy and share it, because it's a beautiful story.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. And thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. We have to do this again. We want to talk more about the history of the Chinese in our area up here. And they've got a long and storied history here that sometimes we don't appreciate. Okay, we're going to take a break for the news and hopefully one safe place.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomas. This is deadline day for Texas. The Biden administration yesterday gave the state 24 hours to give up control of Shelby Park. That's an unauthorized border crossing at Eagle Pass, a community devastated by a flood of illegal aliens and drugs. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says President Biden has abdicated his constitutional responsibility to secure the border and enforce the law, so Texas is doing what it can. 25 governors have rallied to Abbott's side. In addition to former President Trump, other Republicans, most notably House Speaker Johnson and Senator Cruz, are backing Governor Abbott as well. The RNC may be getting aboard the Trump train.
The Republican National Committee is expected to consider a resolution to declare Donald Trump the party's presumptive 2024 nominee, even though only two states have voted. A candidate needs 1,215 delegates to formally clinch the nomination. If approved, the measure would further solidify Trump's control of the party. Operation at a time when Nikki Haley is still competing against Trump for the GOP nomination. Haley raised $1 million after her second place showing in New Hampshire. Calling Haley a bird brain, Trump says that anyone donating to her campaign would be permanently barred from the MAGA camp. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Prices rose 2.6% last month from 1 year ago. That's a 0.2% increase from November, according to the government. This is the Federal Reserve's go-to gauge of inflation, and the central bank will be holding another of its policy-setting meetings next week. A decline in mortgage rates has given pending home sales a boost, posting their largest monthly increase since back in June of 2020. And watching Wall Street, stocks are higher now. The Dow is up 154 points, NASDAQ ahead 22. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
A landmark stone church in downtown New London, Connecticut, has collapsed into a pile of rubble.
Lester Harris had just parked his car Thursday afternoon when the towering gray steeple and part of the roof of New London's First Congregational Church fell in on itself.
I heard this boom sound, and I looked to my left, and there was the church all in one piece, but then it just collapsed right down the middle.
At a news conference, New London Mayor Michael Passero says they believe only one woman was inside, but she was not hurt. The scene was a jumbled pile of stones and shattered timbers, with much of the building still standing. Students from an adjacent dormitory that serves at Connecticut College have been moved to a nearby hotel. Audio courtesy WFSB. I'm Jennifer King.
Strong winds have battered Australia's northeast coast today, leaving thousands without power. But the area has so far been spared heavy damage as the tropical cyclone weakened to a tropical storm. One point, winds are gusting up to 105 miles per hour. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Prosecutors urged jurors to find the mother of a 15-year-old Michigan high school gunman guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
It's believed to be the first case in the nation in which a parent is charged in a mass shooting at a school.
Jennifer Crumley didn't pull the trigger that day, but she is responsible for those deaths.
Prosecutor Mark Keast says Jennifer Crumley could have prevented the killings of four students at Oxford High School if she had told school officials that her son had a gun like the one he had drawn a picture of in a classroom. Defense attorney Shannon Smith says prosecuting the mother does not serve any purpose.
An effort to make people feel like someone is being held responsible.
Ethan Crumbly was sentenced last month to life in prison. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Closing arguments being heard today in New York City in the defamation case against former President Trump day after he briefly took the stand in the Manhattan courtroom. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio at Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way to SAC this morning, and then down to Palm Springs and pick up her girlfriend, and then they're all heading over to Hemet for one of the gold digger's mom's pass. So they kind of all gather together for this. So she'll be back next week. So I am batching it for the next few days, which means I live on beanie weenies and ramen. I love ramen. Welcome back. It's the 26th of January, 2024, 8:06 in the morning. News always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Christina is there at the Starship.
Da-da-da-da.
Starship Free Fire. Controls.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, and it's National Couples Day.
No, and it's not only National Couples Day. Oh, it's also National Fun at Work Day, last Friday of January.
Friday? It's National Fun?
Fun at Work Day.
Do you have fun at work?
Every day, not
every
only in the last day of January.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think we should celebrate this day every day.
We should. We should have, we should celebrate Fun at Work Day. National Producers Day.
Yesterday was the National DJ Day.
National Employers Day. We always do that. Everybody treats each other nice here. Hey, it's going to be a 40% chance of rain today, but, you know, it already looks like it's 100% chance. Mostly go before 10 a.m. and then mostly cloudy with a high near 55 today and a 50% chance of showers tonight and a low around 47. Saturday, showers likely. Saturday night, they're very likely. But Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 72 and a low around 51. Monday, partly sunny with a high near 67. Now, I don't usually read all these off, but because, you know, we've got, you know, rain, sun, and then, of course, Tuesday it starts getting cloudy again and Wednesday and Thursday showers. We've already talked about how the Lake Shasta has gone up 12 feet in a week. So that's really good news. It's all really good news. Plus, hopefully, it will start building the snowpacks if it gets cold enough up there. So, weather reports always brought to you by a locally owned, locally operated, family-owned company in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane treats their customers in an outstanding manner. They do treat their customers as friends. They give discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, have other plans. They truly do care about their customers. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793, and it's a veteran-owned company. Shasta Gas Propane. Well, my guest didn't show up. I don't know. I guess I got to start reminding this one guest. You know, you've been coming on the show for several years. That it's time to come to the show. So this is going to be open mic. So anything that's stuck in your craw, anything you want to talk about, anything, doesn't have to do with any subjects I'm on, It doesn't have to be on it could be sports. It could be the border. It could be on inflation. It could be on the problems of insurance. It could be just like, you know, I really, really had a good experience at a business. It could be that. That you just, you know, this business went out of its way to treat me well. Linda had an incident of that the other day. They were so cool to her. And then at the end of helping her like that, they didn't charge her anything for it. Because they were, that's the kind of people they are. And of course, I don't know what the name of the company is, but I'm gonna, you know, call her today and she can, I can talk about it Monday and, you know, give them a big shout out. But there's so many other companies around this town that take the extra. They take that extra step. And, you know, Shasta Gas Propane's one of them. Crackmaster's one of them. Maxwell Insurance. The ones that we do live reads on, we've done business with, we know who they are. And they support us. And we hope that you support them. The elections coming up are going to be the elections coming up this year, starting with locals, working our way to states, working our way to the feds, are going to be interesting, my friends. There are more than enough candidates of different viewpoints that you should be able to find one that's kind of close to what you believe in. Very conservative, very liberal. Middle of the road, leaning right. Middle of the road, leaning left. We have a lot of candidates, and that's great. All the people that are running for these offices, I so much encourage it. I admire every one of them that puts themselves out there and says, I really want to make a difference. I want to make a difference in my community. I want to make a difference in how we are going. And the biggest impact you can have as a voter is get engaged in these local elections. That it becomes that the people that you want to represent you are out there. Now, the onus is then on the candidates who get elected to represent all of their constituents, not just a group, but all the constituents that they have. And then to push our county, our cities forward, not to be, make it so that, you know, every meeting becomes raucous. And with anger pointed at each other, but what can we do to make it better living in Shasta County and Redding and Anderson and the city of Shasta Lake? They don't quite have the problems of the rancor that you have at the Board of Supervisors. People aren't showing up with signs and all that kind of stuff. But they used to at the city council. It was anger there, if you remember, several years ago. And so they banned the 30 minutes or the public comment. They didn't ban it. They just moved it to the end of the meeting so they could do all the city work and then you say, okay, we're open for comment now, so turn it loose. And that seemed to work for them. It kind of slowed things down. It kind of got everything back in order. Now, Trump's trial right now on defamation and slander of the woman that said that he was found guilty of sexually assaulting. And to this day, he says, I don't know who she is. I don't know this woman. I was never with this woman. It's just extremely interesting to see how that goes and see what's happening with that. The trial down in Georgia now is under fire because the prosecutor is under investigation for hiring her lover and who's in the middle of divorce, and paying him an extraordinary amount of money to be on her team. And part of that was they were, plus taking trips to other countries together and all this. So, so that's opened up for investigation. Well, what kind of impact is that going to have on the Trump trial? Who knows? But it just keeps getting more interesting. And how you can just, not see it happening is extraordinary. I mean, it's just like you can listen to one station and that's not happening, and the other station is that, oh my God, there's Satan. And then on one station, Trump is Satan, and Joe Biden can't do anything wrong. But I don't know if you heard Joe Biden speaking yesterday, but he was in a brewery and he totally butchered it. And people are still trying to figure out what he said. I mean, he was like talking to himself. Who knows who he's talking to? He had a vision and he said, and the things he was saying. It doesn't give a lot of confidence. Do you know where you are, Joe? What are you talking about? So, and that's making the rounds today. Go take a look at that. We've got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair has been in the business several decades. It's one guy. It's Jeff Wurst, a veteran, locally owned business, and he does just outstanding work. He doesn't take chances with your safety of you or your family. He's truly from the old school. He believes in fixing something and then guaranteeing his work, and he does for the life of that windshield. Don't fool around with your family safety. Get that chip fixed that can expand, and then all of a sudden you're driving down the road and it cracks all the way across, and it's just a matter of time before it starts coming apart. Well, he can fix chips or cracks up to 2 feet in length. For a free inspection and analysis, take your car, truck, or RV down to 3208 Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
You can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, public works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Get ready for a game day experience like no other.
Join Wind River Resort and Casino for the ultimate tailgate party.
January 11th in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
Indulge in a mouth-watering buffet featuring a winning lineup of tailgating favorites.
Score on cash and prize drawings throughout the game.
Must be 21 to attend this exciting event.
Doors open at 2:30 p.m.
Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River.
For tickets, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Craft season is open. One Safe Place and Children's Legacy Center are proud to bring you the 37th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 3rd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's all-you-can-eat crab and oceans of fun, all while helping provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets are available online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Sierra Pacific Industries, Redding Rancheria, Professional Exterminator, Tri-County Bank, News Channel 7, Results Radio, Stevens Media Group, and this station. For info, visit ospshasta.org.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts, so shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's heading south today, going to a friend's mom's funeral, and she'll be back next week. The International Court of Justice, are you ready for this, is expected to deliver its ruling today on whether to enact provisional measures to temporarily suspend Israel's military campaign in Gaza. This comes after South Africa accused Israel of genocide in an unprecedented case at the court earlier this month, saying the country's leadership was intent on destroying the Palestinians in Gaza. Israel's rejected those accusations, calling them false and grossly distorted. It has asked the court to enforce a provisional measure to protect the rights of Palestinians in Gaza from imminent and irreparable loss. It's kind of like a restraining order on it. And Israel doesn't have to pay attention to it, of course. So, anyway. But, you know, I'm reading a book. I just started reading it yesterday. And I can't put it down. And it's called The Attack, and it's set in the future. It was written after October 7th, and it's written by a conservative guy or girl. I don't even know who wrote it, but The Attack is set in the future in August 27th, 28th, and 29th. You know, not this year, but in the future, somewhere in the future. And the whole premise behind it is our border has been open for so long that terrorist cells from the Middle East have come through the border, being helped by the drug cartels to get them through the border. Weapons are being moved through the border. And, you know, some of the agents along the border are being paid to look the other way, or they put the drug sniffing dogs on the trucks. There's no drugs in there because it's all weapons. And the premise behind this is they have several thousand terrorists in small cells. And the way that terrorists work is they work independently in small cells. Their leader is controlled by another guy that controls like five cells, and it goes on like that. So if one cell is taken, they don't have any information about the other cells. And it talks about the – and then on one day on August 27th, At 9 o'clock in the morning, they launched terror attacks all throughout the United States. All throughout the United States. And they focus on stores, hospitals, schools, and businesses, and you know, they try to attack in every state, 50 states, and they want to do is terrorize the Americans into backing off from supporting Israel, you know, to back off about what they're doing in the Middle East, showing is that we can reach you anytime. That's all I'm going to really tell you about it. But the second day then went into, they went into the living area, the suburbs, because the government says, everybody go to your home and stay there while this is going on, while we can try and get this under control. The gunfights in the streets, at cruise ships, all these things. And then the third day was against infrastructure. And the book is a series of interviews with all these people that were involved in this thing, from forest rangers to police to a mom sitting in her house. So the and it's blatantly conservative when they talk about the amount of people coming through, you know the president and the vice president, but the premise itself is, can this happen? It's called The Attack. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I'm going to deviate, if I may, just really quickly.
It's open line.
What you were talking about.
It's open line, buddy.
Okay, great. Hey, so how you doing, pal?
That book I'm reading, it's on Kindle. I've learned to love Kindle.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just kind of fascinating because of it. They're using facts. You know, they're using a lot of what happened on October 7th, you know, the tactics there, and they're talking about this. So, I mean, the premise is real.
Yeah, imagine using facts, huh?
Well, you know, but...
What a concept.
But there's a lot of nuances to it,
yeah.
Too. It's like saying our intelligence apparatus here in the United States wouldn't have any idea that there's this many... And there's, you know, this number of terrorist cells in the United States. Like, there's no idea.
Right.
So, yeah, so it's kind of far-fetched about that part.
Well, you know.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, I'd like to, there's a couple of things that have happened of late. Carrie Lake had endorsed Kevin Cry on a YouTube, endorsing him that he would stay in office and actually encouraging conservatives to keep him in office. And yesterday, Laura Hobbs was endorsed by Mike Lindell. I've got the video here. He actually endorsed her. It's pretty amazing how little Shasta County is getting these endorsements from people, two people that are arguably at the top of the list when it comes to the situation of what happened in the 2020 election. And I think one other thing that really comes to mind for me, Mike Lindell, without doubt, is probably the most supportive citizen of President Trump. He is probably without a doubt that. He has spent $57 million of his own money trying to bring people together like Laura, like Kevin, like Dr. Frank, like, you know, Jeff O'Donnell, Clinton Curtis. I can go on and on and on. And that's all been Mike Lindell. And now he's back Laura Hobbs for District 2. And it's a pretty amazing thing. I'll send you the link on it. But to me, to see these people in Shasta County rise up, these young people rising up and being patriots and standing for the people and standing for our constitutionally protected rights, is an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing.
I don't know if you heard me say earlier, but I was kind of going on about how much I admire everybody that runs. That we as citizens need to do our homework, and when you have a lot of candidates, you need to look at every one of the candidates and take the one that you really think is going to do the best work for your county and your city.
Yeah.
And then the people who win, whoever they are, have got to remember they're representing all the constituents in their district.
Yeah, and I think that's really true. I think the thing is the best candidate is usually the one who doesn't want to do it. You know, they're sort of moved into it because they feel compelled to do something for their community rather than somebody who wants to be a climber in a political party because they've been this or been that or been the head of this or the chairman of that, and they're just climbing because it's the political ladder for their own needs. And then they change their horse in the middle of the race. You know, I mean, I'm for this guy. Well, I'm really not for him. Well, I really am for him now, but did I say I wasn't for him? Because I really am for him. And I think that people like Laura Hobbs and people like Kevin Cry who get into a race like this and get into a situation like this, A, they probably don't know what they're getting themselves into. But the position of them holding their ground and doing it for the right reasons, and I think that's the most important thing to look at with these candidates. You know, when I hear a candidate and you have somebody on and they're talking about what they're going to do rather than who they are and what their credentials are and what they've done and what they're doing here and, you know, a half an hour on all the great things they've ever done, you know, I really appreciate people who get on there and talk about the things that need to be done and actually them doing it. So I think those forums are great. I think you're right. I think that we really have to use our discernment on if these people are getting in for the right reasons and are they going to have the discernment to do the right job. I think you're right about all that.
Well, that's up to us as the electorate is to find out as much as we can about everybody, what they stand for, what they want to do.
Yeah, it's interesting what Governor Abbott's doing. You know, when you look at the when you look at Article 1 and you look at Section 10, Clause 3, no state without the consent of Congress may lay duty and tonnage or keep troops or ships of war in times of peace. Okay, and then it goes on to say unless actually invaded. I wonder if Texas has been invaded. And if Mexico is a conduit for those invasions, no matter where the people actually come from, whatever country they come from to hurt us, is that an invasion? Number one. Number two, the role of the United States government, even though they have jurisdiction over immigration, is to protect the sovereign. And the states, again, have the power to say, okay, since you're not protecting us, we can protect ourselves. There's a difference between the jurisdiction of over naturalization and immigration, and in Article 4, Section 4, when we talk about how we need to protect our borders, and it's really up to the government to protect the state.
Well, the federal government has three jobs: keep a standing army, do the infrastructure, and protect our border.
If they're not protecting
the border, it behooves the states to protect their borders.
To me,
that's constitutionally sound. But we got to run. It's 8:31. Thanks, Jerry.
All right, buddy. Have a great day.
You too. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the score, Reading, and At the Door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, 8:36 here in the morning, 49 degrees out there, on the 26th of January, 2024. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Get nothing but great haircuts there. It's the only place I've had my haircut, and I just love it there. I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. You can do the same thing, or you can just kind of drop in. If they've got an open seat, you're going to get a great haircut. It's a barbershop. I want everybody to know that. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's also man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay. New Jersey. The state banned single-use plastic bags. It led to a 60% decrease in the total bag volume, according to analysis from the Fredonia Report, Market Research Comm's Business Research Division. However, as consumers started searching for alternatives and purchasing plastic reusable bags, the state saw plastic consumption triple, largely because of the material used in the alternative bags. So, we're banning plastic, we're cutting back on plastic, and it triples over the last couple years, over the last year. Most of these alternative bags are made with non-woven polypropylene, which is not widely recyclable in the United States, as it does not typically contain any post-consumer recycled materials. And what it did was it prevented large retailers, groceries, and food service stores from distributing the plastic bags. I think we're in the sense of getting ready to do that here in California. Why do I feel like that, that's going to happen? He said when he signed the bill, the governor, Bill Murray, Democrat, said the measure would address New Jersey's most problematic forms of garbage and help mitigate climate change and strengthen our environment for future generations. The bags also affected retailers. Some stores reported an increase in sales because of the need for alternative bags. A typical store can profit $200,000 per store location from alternative bag sales. For one major retailer, this amounts to an estimated $42 million in profit across all its bag sales in New Jersey. So single-use plastic bags, to ban them, is a way to curb pollution and emissions created by the production of the material. But the search for alternatives to carry other groceries and products from stores leads to the purchase of products that increase the pollution caused by manufacturing the bags. Why isn't this a surprise? You know, that, and now, right here in Little River City, where you used to put your garbage, you know, your food scraps and the garbage like that, coffee grounds, eggshells, old plates of spaghetti, into a plastic bag to keep it under control, and then you put it in your gray garbage can, is no longer, my friends. You all know that. We had the guy that was in charge of it on the show. He explained it. But the bottom line is, you can't use plastic bags. It's got to go into something else to go into your green disposable, the green waste cans. So you've got to use a paper bag, I would imagine. I guess you could use a metal container that you can put in your kitchen, and you put all the food waste and the coffee grounds and the eggshells and the old spaghetti and, you know, anything like that in there. Just the food waste. And then you can dump that out into your green garbage can that goes into the landfills. But then you're going to have to wash out your can. Going to have to wash out that garbage can. Or you can use your paper bags. And the first time anything wet hits it, your paper bags come apart. So, okay, I'm going to triple strength my trash bag in here, hoping that that works. And, of course, the handles pull off right away. And then the other stuff, you got to put your cans into another, that's recyclable, into another can. And then all that goes in, you know, bottles and paper, but not styrofoam and not bubble wrap. All that goes into another can. That goes into the gray can then. So all your recyclables into the blue can. Now, my gray can is huge because that's what we use for everything. Not anymore. Now all goes into my two green cans along with my hedge clippings and leaves that have been, you know, gathered up, that have blown, all that stuff, along with the food waste, and goes out to my curb. I'm having a problem with this. Okay, I start with the greatest intentions. And then I notice that, damn, I threw a can in there. Now it's covered with old spaghetti. And I don't want to go through that. I just don't want to go through that. So I throw it in my gray can. And I know that this is against the law. I'm a lawbreaker. I'm an outlaw. They're going to come for me. They're going to find me. They're going to say, Carl, we told you about this. We were on your show. You've given classes on it because this is a big thing. And yet you defy us by putting old spaghetti into the gray can. The guilt I'm feeling, the guilt is building up. The guilt is building up on me right now, knowing that I'm just staring at that paper bag that comes apart when I pick it up out of the can. And then I have to wash out the plastic garbage can. Yes, it's happened. The guilt, though, I have from perhaps, well, maybe tonight I can put it in the gray can. Maybe they won't notice. What if they do? Then they come to my house, a SWAT team, who gives me an infraction notice that I am not putting my table waste into the green cans that they caught me putting. putting old spaghetti into my gray can. And I'll say, well, what am I supposed to do? And they said, obey the law. You think I'm making too much of this? You think this guilt that I'm starting to feel I should get rid of?
I actually don't agree, because people that I used to live with, my like roommates in Ukraine and other, we always like put the trash separate. And I know like my old roommates used to like put all the trash on the ground, put them all together,
yeah,
and then throw it away.
Yeah, but we're not doing that now. Okay. So I'm going to try and get over this guilt before Monday, because I'm going to really focus this weekend on putting food waste only, in green materials like leaves and grass cuttings into the green containers. And I'm going to really see, and I'm really going to recycle in the blue, and then really just only put whatever's left over in the gray can. And I'm not even sure what's left over at that point. So, all right. I've decided to try to obey the law and not be hit with a garbage citation. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Supervisor Kevin Cry has never thought the elections in Shasta County were a problem. Here's what he said early on.
I don't think there's any problem with our local elections.
But he voted to blow up the voting system anyway. Then he said,
we will not use Shasta County money to go down this direction, and I will not cost the taxpayers money.
A new voting system has already cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Cry says one thing, does another. Can't trust him. Recall Kevin Cry. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts, so shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, our last segment for the week. Gosh, another 2 hours. Another grueling 2 hours. 8:50 in the morning here on the 26th of January, 2024. 49 degrees out there, cloudy, cloudy and rainy. And in fact, the weather forecast today is of rain and some rain tomorrow. And it starts, I mean, getting a little sunny in on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 72. So that kind of is good news. Get out and enjoy the sun. And then, Monday, partly sunny. And then Tuesday, mostly cloudy. And Tuesday night, a chance of showers. Showers Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated. Discounts for seniors and veterans. A veteran-owned company. 365-3793. Now, Senator, oh, wait a minute. Somebody called in and had a hint or something, right?
Yes, we just received a call from a lady that she recommend to have chickens in city limits.
You can have 5 chickens.
Oh, that's nice.
In city limits. No roosters. No roosters. Just chickens. Because roosters have a tendency to wake up the whole neighborhood. And people across the street from us had 5 chickens. And Linda would go over and help take care of them and made pets out of every one of them. Yes, you can make pets out of chickens. You really can. And then you have your own eggs every day until they decide not to lay. And then what do you do with them? Yeah, well, no. That family didn't, and neither would Linda. Well, they're not laying anymore, so Betty's not laying, hasn't laid for like 6 months. Why don't we just eat her this weekend? She's been having, you know, she's fed up, she's plump. Not going to happen. Not
yeah, but when you're already like a pet with your chicken, it's hard to eat her.
Well, of course. That's why it's not going to work at our house, because she'll name them. I remember in a movie called The Culpeper Cattle Company. It was set back in the 1880s, and it was a cattle drive. And this young impressionable farm boy said, "What a beautiful horse," to the cowboy. And he said, "What's his name?" And the cowboy looks down at him and kind of in a little bit of surprise, and he goes, "I never name anything I might have to eat." So, yeah, that's the same thing. Joe Manchin. Manchin from West Virginia, the Democrat from West Virginia, launched another attack against President Joe Biden, saying his electric vehicle tax credit plan spits in the face of rural America. He's accusing the Biden administration of ignoring the law in pursuit of its radical climate agenda. The administration just won't stop ignoring the law in pursuit of its radical climate agenda, no matter the cost. The proposed guidance completely spits in the face of rural America with a brand new interpretation that makes close to the entire country eligible for a credit that was designed to help drive investment in fueling infrastructure for electric, hydrogen, or natural gas-powered vehicles in rural and low-income areas where private businesses can't or won't invest. That's after the Biden administration announced millions in new federal funds aimed at lowering electric vehicle costs for consumers. The expansion of the tax credit will provide up to 30% of charger costs to people and businesses living in low-income or urban areas which officials said will make it more affordable to install EV charging infrastructure. Yeah, but we already know that this isn't working. They're making less EVs because when you have those horrible storms, EVs freeze up. It's too hot. The battery drains very quickly. And when it's too cold, it takes forever to charge them. It's proven. It's physics. It's just physics. And until they come up with some kind of alternative fuel for rural areas, they're not going to use electricity. There's no charging stations close. They're hauling things. So they're hauling a trailer, and on the back of that trailer is a tractor. The 300 miles you're supposed to get goes down to a lot less. So you haul it to a place, and then you've got to take your truck and find a charging station and charge it up again just to bring the tractor home. I realize that people have gone bonkers over this climate change thing, and that every day we're told we're a second away from midnight and the whole world is going to self-destruct because of climate change. And I guess maybe it's because I'm older, but I've been hearing this a long time. The world was going to freeze, and it was going to burn, and then it was going to freeze again. And now it's climate change. That covers everything. And the hypocrisy of the people, the rich celebrities that are pushing it, you know, that take their own private jets to their meetings so they can talk about saving, you know, carbon, you know, oh, carbon is just, you know, the carbon dioxide, and yet they're flying in private planes from all over the world coming to a big meeting so they can get their faces up there. Who knows? Maybe they even believe in it. But why'd you fly your private airplane there, your private jet? You know, you've put out more carbon in the atmosphere than a family of 12 will in 2 years if each one of them had a car. So anyway, Manchin, who is threatened or hinted, maybe not threatened, but he's hinted about a third party run. What impact would that have on Biden? You know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running against him. What kind of impact is that going to have? What if he pulls in 10% of the votes? And Trump holds his side, and Biden loses 10% of the votes to Kennedy. Or you find out that the support in the Hispanic, the black communities, the people of color communities is waning, remarkably so. Because it's having, the economy is having a much more of an impact on people in the middle income, the lower middle income families than it is on all these very rich people. So, I mean, but you're paying $1,000 more a month for stuff like food and gas and, you know, insurance if you can get it than you were 3 years ago. I mean, the one question you ask yourself, are you better off now than you were 3 years ago? 56% of the, I saw this as the latest poll, 56% of this nation couldn't come up with $1,000 for an emergency. Oh, yeah. Couldn't come up with $1,000 for an emergency. How interesting is that?
I saw an article yesterday that one gentleman said that in a few years people won't be even afford to buy a house. They will be only afford to rent it. I'm not even speaking about to, like, keep some money or...
Well, yeah. I mean, the cost of housing is going up astronomically.
Or even to afford education, because education is so expensive, and then you have to work 20 years to cover it.
Yeah, to pay back the loans. Yeah, and... That started when the federal government was the ones that started guaranteeing the loans, and the cost of college and everything, professors' pay, everything went sky high right after that. And now President Biden is saying, well, you don't really have to pay that back. And he's forgiving millions of this, where all the people that worked really hard and paid off their debt but probably feel kind of foolish. And then the taxpayers' money has to pay that back, right? So all the people that didn't go to college, which is about, you know, much more than people that go to college that have their jobs or businesses and have worked very hard to be a success, they're having to pay because college students who took the loan out, signed their names, are saying, I don't want to pay that. And, you know, it's to me, it is the total lack of understanding the anger of people who see other people who took out a loan find out that we taxpayers have to pay for that loan now, and they don't. Gotta run. Okay, everybody, have a great weekend. It's going to start being sunny on Sunday. They do have some big football games this weekend and a lot of other stuff happening. So be safe out there. Do something nice for somebody, and God bless America.
Stand my ground, and I won't.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.